This is Whiskey One Delta Whiskey Juliet Mobile, W1DWJ Mobile.
1DWJ, this is N4QNV, name is Brian.
A4UNV, if I'm not mistaken, Brian, W1DWJ, mobile sitting in the Walmart parking lot while waiting for the XYL. Name is Joe. We're down from New Hampshire for my granddaughter's wedding. So we thought we'd go out and we've got a couple of birthdays for grandkids tomorrow. So I thought we'd stop at Walmart and pick up a few things. How you doing today? What a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Back to you. I think your call is ONV. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brian. W1DWJ Mobile.
It's Quebec November Victor. It's N4QNV. It's a mouthful. I didn't get a very phonetically good call sign. Oops, hang on. Motorcycle going by, obviously. Yeah, it is a nice day. I just got back from a little 3-hour bike ride up on the Swamp River Trail, so I couldn't agree more with the kind of day it is.
That beautiful bike ride. Motorcycle?
Well, I don't heal as fast as I used to. It's bicycle.
That's my speed too, brother. I'm 82. I'm through with the motorcycle thing. As a matter of fact, I was through a lot of years ago. We just came down from New Hampshire, like I said. We lived here in, we lived in Pendleton for about 17 years. I'm originally from the Northeast, but we lived in Pendleton for about 17 years, then moved back up with our son up into Derry, New Hampshire. We're enjoying the rest of the winter down here. We probably won't head back till next week sometime, and hopefully by that time we'll have gotten rid of all that snow that we had. We beat it out. We left on the 13th to come down, and on the 14th they had 25 inches of snow. So we were happy about that, Brian. And hopefully it'll be all gone when we get back and the flowers will be coming up, just like they are here. It's beautiful out.
Stand the snow. I spent about 10 years in Rochester, New York, and all my siblings live in the Rochester, New York area. It's just east of Buffalo, so they get some very hefty winters. And they had a pretty good one this time. Several storms hit through, and I do not miss that a bit.
All my friends from down here are telling me it serves me right to move back up into New England. Okay, on Rochester, New York, for your siblings. Yeah, that's up there near Buffalo. They get they really get it up that neck of the woods. They really get it up there. Yeah, we have fond memories of being here in Pendleton. We lived out in the country, and we had a shooting range in the backyard and an indoor range, and just all kinds of good stuff going on. And when we moved up back north, we built an apartment onto our son's house, but in order to do any shooting, well, we gotta walk a quarter of a mile. That's a terrible thing, you know. So back to you. I got the call. N4QNV. QNV. W1DWJ Mobile. Brian, go ahead.
N4QNV. Yeah, I don't do much shooting anymore either. I've got about a half a dozen, maybe five handguns. I was a cop for about a little over 5 years outside of Rochester, New York. Small suburb, you know, small town cop. So I still have a few guns, but I was never into plinking much. I transferred down to Fort Myers, Florida, and one of the department heads at the newspaper I worked at down there was the best shot I have ever seen in my life. And I used to do some shooting at the range down from the plant with him. And the rifles and shotguns, then some gun shops I've been in. So I learned a lot from him how to shoot and shoot accurately. So he used to have the motto, gun control is hitting where you aim.
That's great. I was a police officer in Boston for years. I was a police officer in Boston. I lived in Watertown, Massachusetts, and before we moved to New Hampshire. And when we came down here, I teach handgun manipulation and handling, and used to teach for the South Carolina, for SLED. I did a lot of CWP courses. We used to do that right at the house because we had that outdoor range and the indoor range. And, yeah, I'm mostly handgun shooting. All my shooting's primarily handgun. I have a couple of ARs and a 300 Blackout and a 5.56 and so forth. But don't do any hunting anymore. Used to hunt up in New England often when I was younger. But right now we use the handguns. We back up in New England. In New Hampshire, you don't need to have a ticket. It's a constitutional carry state, which has its pluses, but it also has its very definite negatives. But still do as much shooting as I can, although I got a walk to do it. But it certainly is a good hobby along with ham radio. I have an FTDX, a Yaesu FTDX 3000 that I use for HF bands, mostly on CW now from the home QTH. Back to you, Brian, W1DWJ.
WJ and 4QNV. Yeah, well, we have something else in common. I went to college for a couple years in Boston, the Boston Conservatory of Music, on the Fenway, near the old Fenway Park. I was there 65 to 67. And so, you know, back then, I tell people that when I was in college there, the only building above five stories was the Prudential Tower. Everything else was five stories or less. And people go to the city now and they look at me and they think I'm kidding.
Yeah, you're right. It sounds like you qualify for the old goat routine. Like I said, I'm 82. Sounds like you're about in that age group, maybe a little younger. I don't know. Well, that's good. Fenway Park. Good old Fenway Park. Yeah, know it well. But, you know, Boston's changed. Of course, you probably know that anyway. I mean, we moved back up north from living down here. I had to take a missionary out to the airport. And to get to Logan Airport, it was like a brand new country to me. I didn't know where I was going. I thought I would get there, and just the way I used to get there. But nope, couldn't do it. The big dig and all that other stuff that was going on up there. I had a hard time finding the airport, if you can believe that. So that's great. That's great.
A little scratchy here. I'm at the 85 and 385 interchange, and it's kind of a lousy signal area for a minute or so. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I gotcha. But you're right, you are scratchy into the machine. I'm just sitting still here in the Walmart parking lot, so I can still cop you pretty well.
Yeah, it was, I'm in the old goat. I'm 75. I was first licensed in 1963 when I lived in Connecticut, and I had a KN1 UXU call, another mouthful. But that's back when novices could not use VFO to transmit. You had to use crystals. So I never fully got on the air. When you're doing with crystals, you basically, you got one frequency, you do your CQ and your call, and then you start scanning around on the receiver to see if you can find somebody calling your call sign on a different frequency. So I never got on the air, but I got back into it in, I think, 1983. I was working outside of D.C. with some friends who were hams, and he was seriously into it. He had an 80 and a 60-foot tower in his backyard, so I got used to that. And plus, when you're going an hour and a half each way commuting in a car, it makes...
Great, Brian. That's great. Yes, I remember those days. Okay, on being 75. Yeah, you qualify for the old goat club. Okay, on being in Connecticut. I got my ticket back in 1952, I believe it was. I was 10 years old when I got my novice. And you talk about crystal-controlled equipment. I had my first rig was an old Millen Exciter. I don't know whether you're familiar with them or not, but it was a rack-mounted black, kind of speckled black rack-mounted unit. And you had to plug in coils for each band. There were two coils for each band. And you had, of course, it was crystal controlled. I did build a VFO for it after a while. But the power supply for that thing was as big as a house. But I remember that well. And everything was CW back then. Everything was code. And so, well, I was on CW most of the time with that. Millen, and then I got my next rig was a Viking Ranger that I built, and so I could get on AM, and had a Ranger, and I don't know, it might have been an SX Helicrafters rig, I don't recall what the number was, and my first single sideband rig was an HT32B, and I think it was an SX-115, both Helicrafters rigs. But I remember those days when you had when the tubes could warm up a room. You talked about a tower. I had back in New England, I had a 95-foot crank-up tower, and I just loved that. It had a beam, 11 and Force 12 beam up on top of it, and a lot of equipment. But I sold a lot of it. But started to get it back when I moved down here to South Carolina. I had a friend, W3BKR, lives in Easley, and he convinced me to start getting back into ham radio. So I kept my call, but got back into radio again. I'm going to jump out of here. The XYL is coming out, so I'm going to jump out, Brian. It's certainly been enjoyable talking with you. Trust we'll meet again, maybe before I head back up north. Take care, Brian. 73s, and I'll kind of hang around for your final. Let's see here. N4, QNV, W1DW, and a J.
Oh, nice to chat with you. I don't spend a whole lot of time on the 2-meter rig I have in the car because I'm usually watching my grandson. If I have grandkids in the car, I don't talk. I'll listen, but I don't talk. I'll beat you at one on the equipment. I first started Navy surplus radio equipment. You bought it for 10 cents a pound. My dad was in charge of the submarine engineering and repair in New London, and he had his guys fix up the power supply and then take a crystal adapter and put it on there so I could transmit. But like I said, I never really got on the air with that, but I did get on the air. A friend of mine I was in high school with, Dad was huge into it, and he had this huge honker of a bass machine at home. So I did get on sideband a couple times, but other than that, never really got there. And since I couldn't renew a novice after 1 year, I let it go. So anyway, it's nice to chat to you again. Name's Brian, and hopefully I'll hear you around here. If I don't have a good day, this is N4QNV. I'll be clear.
Take care, Brian. 73s. Yeah, I know London well and the sub base there. Yeah, that's great. That's great. I spent time in the Navy when I was went in when I was 17, I guess. Spent time at at Great Lakes. That's where I took my basic training. Then went out to Imperial Beach, California, where I became a CT and spent time copying code all day long. So, take care, Brian. It was certainly enjoyable talking with you, meeting another old goat. Take care, 73s, and great on the grandkids. 73s, W1DWJ Mobile's out of here. Take care.
Be clear.
Tail 4, WWC.